CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 26th of May, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB's Exams and Syllabus Review Group is seeking volunteers. RSGB representatives had a successful time at Dayton Hamvention. The RSGB Discovery Scheme has just been relaunched in a new format. The Exams and Syllabus Review Group, or ESRG as it's often known, is looking for new members to move the group forward. Its current task is to approve a new direct-to-full syllabus and to write and approve new questions for the new exams in September due to the license changes. The group meets online every Tuesday between 3 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. with members of the Exam Standards Committee, but meeting times can be changed to accommodate everyone. ESRG volunteers are needed to be a full license holder, a member of the RSGB, and be able to give a few hours a week. This is your chance to shape the future as we move to Syllabus 2.0 in 2025. To volunteer or find out more, contact the ESRG Chair, Andrew Lenton, via echosierraromeogolf.chair@rsgb.org.uk. Members of the RSGB team, including RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, and the RSGB President, John McCulloch, GI4BWM, had a successful time at the Dayton Hamvention last weekend. The event was a brilliant opportunity to engage with radio amateurs from around the world and resulted in 132 people joining or rejoining the RSGB. There were also a number of podcasters, YouTubers and local news outlets in attendance. This included WHIO, which is a local United States news channel, who interviewed RSGB President John McCulloch, John McCulloch, GI4BWM. This was shared on local TV news, radio, as well as online. Josh from Ham Radio Crash Course also did a live stream to his 346,000 YouTube subscribers, which included a chat with the RSGB General Manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, and the RSGB President. You can find links to these clips on the RSGB Notices section of the RSGB website. The RSGB Discovery team has just been relaunched in a new format, now called the Discovery Logbook. There are fewer requirements, an easy-to-follow program, and exciting links with external organisations such as Parks on the Air and Work All Britain. There are also some great RSGB awards to work towards if you'd like to include those in your own program of activities. The RSGB hopes that these links will enable radio amateurs to discover new ways of enjoying their hobby with the guidance and support of experts in these fields. There are three difficulty levels, and the first of these, called Explorer, has just been launched. To see the program activities, find out how to get involved, or talk to the Society about linking your organisation with the Discovery Logbook, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/discovery. British Science Week is an annual event run by the British Science Association celebrating science, technology, engineering and maths. The event, which is taking place between the 7th and 16th of March 2025, will have the theme Change and Adapt, which lends itself perfectly to amateur radio in the 21st century. As part of its commitment to encourage new radio amateurs into the hobby, the RSGB will again be providing resources and activities to inspire people of all ages to get involved. The RSTB is now collecting ideas for activities for primary and secondary schools or for use with the wider community. The 2025 theme offers a huge range of opportunities for creativity and discovery. Ideas could cover any area of the hobby, from construction to propagation, from making QSOs under supervision to space and satellites. Whatever the idea, the Society would love to hear from you. Please send ideas to the RSGB British Science Week Coordinator, Ian Neil, M0KEO, at Bravo Sierra Whiskey at rsgb.org.uk. To find out more about previous activities, you can visit rsgb.org/Bravo Sierra Whiskey and britishscienceweek.org. The popular electromagnetic field event, known as EMF Camp, is taking place between the 30th of May and the 2nd of June. The event is a non-profit camping festival for those with an inquisitive mind. Over 3,000 like-minded people, including scientists, engineers and radio amateurs, are expected to attend the event in Eastnor, Herefordshire. For more information, visit echomikefoxtrotcamp.org. Guysborough and District Amateur Radio Club is organising a mini de-expedition to Scotland on the Isle of Lewis from the 22nd to the 29th of September. The team has a couple of spaces left and is welcoming amateurs from other clubs who would like to join in. For more information, email mike.deltauniformtangotangooscarnovember@virginmedia.com. Now for details of rallies and events. Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society's annual rally will take place on Sunday the 2nd of June. This year sees the event taking place at a new venue, Spalding Rugby and Football Club, Centenary Park, Drain Bank North, Spalding, Lincolnshire, postcode Papa Echo 12, 6 Alpha Foxtrot. The event will feature a free on-site car park, inside and outside traders, an RSDB bookstall, and an outside boot area. General admission is £3 per person. For more information, visit Sierra Delta Alpha Romeo Sierra .org.uk/Spalding Rally. The Junction 28 Radio Rally is coming up on Sunday the 9th of June at Alfreton Sports Centre, postcode Delta Echo 557 Bravo Delta, 1 mile from the M1, Junction 28. The doors will be open from 10:15 a.m. and admission will be £4. For more information, visit Sierra November Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie.com or contact Juliet28Rally@Sierra November Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie.com. The Worked All Britain Awards Group will be holding its 2024 AGM from 12 p.m. at the Junction 28 Rally. Those unable to attend in person but wishing to join online via Zoom should email the group's secretary at mike1alphaindiabravo@worked-all-britain.org.uk. Now the special event news. Hull and District Amateur Radio Society is running special event station Golf Bravo Zero, Hotel Uniform Lima. From the 31st of May to the 2nd of June, the station is active to mark 100 years of amateur radio in Hull and to celebrate the 95th birthday of Honorary Club member Bernard Atkinson, G0SWO. Listen out for operators on the HF and VHF bands using SSB, FT4 and FT8. Special event stations, Charlie Sierra 2, GPDX, Charlie Romeo 2, GPDX, and Charlie Romeo 3, GPDX, are active until the 31st of May to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Portuguese DX group. The stations will be operating on all HF bands using SSB, CW, FT8, FT4, and RTTY. QSL via Logbook of the World only. For details of certificates and trophies that are available, see qrz.com. Now the DX news. Martin, MW0BRO, is active as Zulu Charlie 4 Golf Whiskey Kalia in Cyprus until tomorrow, 27th of May. He's offering CW only on the 40 to 50 meter bands, QSL via MW0BRO. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log and Logbook of the World. Rolf DO4RKR is active as 8 Quebec 7 Kilo Romeo from the Maldives, AS013, until the 31st of May. He's working with 30 watts and operating SSB on the 10 meter band only. QSL via Rolf's home call, direct or via the Bureau. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide WPX CW contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 25th and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Today, the UK microwave group High Band contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 28th of May, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC. Using 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 30th of May, the 80-meter club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. National Field Day starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 1st of June and ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of June. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. The UK 6 meter group Summer Contest starts at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 1st of June and ends at 1300 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of June. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and membership number. The ARRL International Digital Contest runs from 1800 UTC on Saturday the 1st of June until 2359 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of June. Using any digital mode, excluding RTTY, on the 160 to 6 meter bands, the exchange is your 4-character locator. On Sunday the 2nd of June, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0900 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Wednesday the 22nd of May 2024. After the extremely unsettled HF conditions on the 10th and 11th of May, it was gratifying to see things returning to normal last week. The KP index has returned to being in the range of 1 to 4, and with a solar flux index still in the 190s, we've seen some good propagation around the world. But make no mistake, it probably won't last. Active region 3664, which was the source of so much mayhem a couple of weeks ago, will soon be returning from its trip round the sun. It has probably been the source of a major flare while on the sun's far side, and there's a good chance that we may get a repeat performance of last month. Meanwhile, make hay while the sun shines. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will increase to 200 next week, but unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for tomorrow, 27th of May, and also for the end of the month and early June. Daytime critical frequencies have been up to between 8 and 9.3 MHz, making 40 metres a good band for inter-G QSOs. These also meant that the maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path has often exceeded 24 to 27 MHz, making 12 metres a viable band for DX. Note that this is a little patchy, so if you don't hear anything on 24 MHz, just wait a while or check later. Nighttime critical frequencies are usually around 6 to 7 MHz, meaning 20 meters is generally open all night, with occasionally openings on 17 meters as well. We're now well into the sporadic E-season, so there should be lots of shortscape into Europe on the 12 and 10 meter bands to play with. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The end of the current week, in the lead-up to the bank holiday weekend, shows a low and its thundery rain moving north and leaving behind a slack area of pressure with a weak trend towards building a ridge over the country. The bulk of next week is showing up with a slack westerly pattern and weak fronts brushing past. From midweek and towards next weekend, the frontal systems will be more active with longer periods of heavier rain possible. The end result for most VHF and upper operators is that there may be some occasional tropical events, especially overnight, during the slacker period with the weak ridge over the country by the start of the weekend. A more likely option will again be rain scatter, which will produce better scattering from the larger raindrops now the summer season is upon us, and thundery developments are more common. Check the many online weather radars for your tracking beam headings. Meteor scatter will also be worth considering since we are approaching the period when many lesser showers may appear to pep up the background meteor count. This will obviously be useful for meteor scatter operators, but will also serve the sporadic E-folk well. The solar activity continues to deliver random events which take the KP index to high values. Remember that a KP index greater than 5 indicates the chance of auroral propagation. The primary mode at this time of year is sporadic E. The late May and early June period is often regarded as a peak time for monitoring your favourite VHF beacons. As many of you will know, the 10 metre band is a useful starting point for identifying the beginning of an opening, and then check the higher bands in turn as the event strengthens. This is often indicated by the skip distance shortening on the 10 metre band. The other basic operating tip is to use the daily blog on the propquest.co website for commentary on the effectiveness of the various upper air patterns, such as jet streams, which can influence the location where sporadic e-propagation occurs. There are no major meteor showers this week, so in between the sporadic e, look around dawn for the best random meteor prospects. Saturday the 22nd sees the lowest moon declination of the month, so next week we'll see lengthening moon windows, EME path losses falling, but we're still over a week from perigee, closest point to the Earth, 144 megs sky noise starts the week high, as it reached over 2,500 Kelvin on Saturday the 25th. It's low for the rest of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. For the Southwest, centred on Bristol and Wales. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. Contact is bravovictor@alfaromeosierra.org.uk. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Contact is sue@foxtrotromeo.alfaromeosierra.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is Matt 20FNT 0730 554 9614. On Monday, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is having a social meeting at the Quarterjack in Wells from 2 p.m. Contact is Christopher Lavis, numeral 3@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is novemberbravoalfaromeocharlie.org.uk or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Contact is Terry, M0TJX, Secretary, at Tango Sierra Golf, off of RomeoCharlie.uk, or 07889208090. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Contact is via golf4whiskeysierramike.club. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Parish Room in Abbey Manor Community Centre. For more information, visit yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com or contact secretary at yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. For Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 7th of June at Hirwaun YMCA Hall, postcode CharlieFox.449 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Contact is Ian Miles, 2W0IWM, info at aberdareradio.club. Abercrenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station of Poach, Bridgend. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info at abercrenfigradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900560080. Cwmbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. To find out more, visit the club website at MikeCharlieZeroYankeeAlphaDelta.club or contact Ken Smith on 07411 595103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Slonidale, Cardiff, postcode CharlieFox.146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. All members are asked to attend the club's AGM on Tuesday the 28th of May from 7:30 p.m. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. Contact is via Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. North Wales Amateur Radio Group members are not meeting on Monday because of the bank holiday. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Alpha Charlie Zulu, sandra.tet@zen.co.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode CharlieFox.41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. This Tuesday, the 28th, members will be discussing antennas. More information about the society can be found by visiting gw2fof.co.uk or contacting John, GW4BUZ, on 01443 432 542. On Monday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, postcode Sierra Alpha 183 Lima November, from 7 p.m. Contact is Gareth, GW4JPC, via Golf Whiskey 4 Juliet Papa Charlie at yahoo.co.novemberzulu. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot Quebec, located 5 minutes from junction 27 of the M4. Contact is via uskside@alpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com. That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB claims the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.